During the delegation section of the Pocahontas County Board of Education's January 28th meeting, two Marlinton Middle School parents, Brad Dunce and Burl Burns, questioned why that school's basketball team does not get a school bus to travel to away games, yet the Greenbank Middle School basketball team does get to ride school buses to their away games. After Transportation Director Roof Bland explained that there are enough players at Greenbank to qualify for a school bus, but not enough players at Marlinton Middle to justify the expense, Dunce responded that if they had a bus available for the team, there would be more players since a lot of parents are unable to drive their kids to the game until they get off work. He said that some players don't get to some games until 5 minutes before tip-off because of that. Dunce and Burns also questioned why the athletic fund at Marlinton Middle School is used to replace basketball hoops and repair the court floor. They believe that the Board of Education should pay for those because all students use the basketball court, not just the basketball team. In response, Marlinton Middle School principal Justin Lambert said that the athletic fund cannot afford the thousands of dollars that it would cost to provide school buses to transport the boys and girls basketball teams to their away games. He explained that the school's athletic fund is already stretched too thin, citing extra expenses for basketball this year, such as the cost of referees per game has risen $20 per official this year, from $65 last year to $85 this year for each official. Dunn said that he has great respect for Principal Lambert, but disagrees with the way he is managing the athletic fund. Superintendent Beam said he would put Mr. Dunce on the next board meeting agenda to discuss these issues further, and would provide him with a Greenbank budget for comparison. In other actions, the board approved routine bill payments, the January 4th employee payroll of $223,620.07, and other routine financial reports. They also approved raising the rate of reimbursement for official travel to 58 cents per mile from 54.5 cents per mile last year. These rates are set by the federal government. They placed policy BCBM on a 30-day comment period. This policy involves the agendas for the Board of Education meetings. They approved 4 trips by the PCHS ProStart students for various seminars, competitions, and visits to the culinary colleges this spring. They approved the personnel agenda, a summary of which can be found at the end of this story on our website. During the matters of the board section, member John Burns suggested inviting new County Commissioner Walt Helmick to a board meeting. The members discussed this and agreed that several members should go to a commission meeting and see if the board can work closer with the county commissioners to help solve some of these Board of Education financial issues. Board President Joe Walker brought up several issues, including that PCHS students would like to see a nursing CTE class return to the school. The meeting ended with an executive session on a personnel issue that would not require a vote at this meeting. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.